day, listeners. This is Taylor McClure for CIDI 99.1 FM, and you are tuning in to Township's Daily News Bits. Chatting with me today is Jana Hubacek from the Sutton Volunteer Center, who will be speaking to us about the Olive House Project and an upcoming event that will be held at Olive House for the Journée du Patrimoine Religieux. Thank you so much, Jana, for being here with us today. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thanks a lot.
Please start off by telling us a little bit about Olive House. I know that this space was previously a church, if I'm not mistaken, and then the Sutton Volunteer Center, or the CAB for short, took it over. So can you just tell us a little bit about the history before diving into the project?
Sure. Yeah, my pleasure. Basically, Olive Baptist Church is one of the oldest churches in Sutton. It's built in 1845. And what's interesting is, as we were doing this project, we realized that in those days, it actually served a purpose of a meeting house. So not only was it a place for worship, but it was also a place used by, you know, the first pioneers, the first people of Sutton and around for different town meetings and the like. So in a way, we feel like we're bringing it sort of back to its roots, because the project, Maison des Générations Olivet House, is really a social project. It's to build a community space for the people of Sutton and Abercorn. It's a community hub that we want to build that's really around the unifying theme of food. It's already what the CAB does presently. You know, we operate a food bank, we have collective kitchen, and now we're going to have like these great infrastructures that are just going to allow us to do so much more for the community, to help alleviate, you know, any food security issues people might have, and to deliver like health and social services to local communities in general. So we've been working on this project for like 3 years, and so it's a really big moment for us now.
Yeah, and you took over the church, right? You bought it for $1, I believe, right? From the parish that was overseeing it?
Exactly. It was basically gifted to us because the congregation was dwindling and they really felt strongly about the social mission of the CAB. You know, which has been around for almost 40 years. Soon, it will be 40 years that the CAB has been operating in Sutton. So yeah, they felt strongly about it, and so they passed it on for a symbolic dollar sale.
Now, I know that work has actually begun and to transform this space. So can you speak about the work, what work will be done exactly to make this project exactly what you're hoping it will be?
Yeah, so there's quite a lot on, you know, that we need to do. The church originally, I mean, it's a beautiful fieldstone church for those who have not seen it, but it's not at all insulated. The windows are single pane. The roof needs to be redone. The church steeple, I think it's called, is being renovated. Plumbing, you know, the mechanical systems, new electrical systems, and also a lot of structural elements, because we're putting in a second floor, if you will. There's already a mezzanine presently, which we're keeping and renovating, but we're putting in an extra floor sort of in the attic area where there was nothing previously. So there's a lot of structural elements for the flooring of both the main floor and the second floor that need to be put in. And of course, we're making an accessible building. So for the doors and the bathrooms, and we're putting in kitchen and food facilities, and also an accessory building and gardens.
Yeah, so basically just doing the renovations that need to be done to kind of bring it up to standard to allow you to do what you want with the space.
Exactly. And for those who might know the church, it's quite small, so we've really designed it to try to be as efficient as possible with the space available.
Awesome. Now, you're speaking a little bit in the beginning about how you plan on having the space be a multi-generation space and to have a variety of services there. Can you speak a little bit in more detail about what sort of activities you plan on doing there to make it this multi-generational space, and some of the other services that you hope to carry out there once it's completed?
Sure. Well, having the different generations, toddlers and young children with their parents, and then maybe grandparents doing activities that can fit for all generations. For example, cooking activities, which so far the cab has never owned the kitchen. So to have a kitchen and to be really able to do, you know, workshops or activities where families can come and people of all ages can come and sort of enjoy and learn perhaps also some basic cooking skills altogether. Also, community meals is another, you know, opportunity we're going to have to bring together people. Also, just having cafes. Right now, we already have what we call the Café 50 Plus, so on different themes. But now we're going to have this great little space where people are going to be able to come and just come and have a coffee, maybe read a book, play, a board game, play cards. So that's the kind of interactions.
Now, what is the goal of the project? How do you hope it will benefit the community? The cab already has the space, but what sort of extra oomph do you hope to bring with the Olive House project?
Well, I think everyone, you know, in whatever field you work, if you have the right tools, you're so much more equipped to really deal with, you know, the needs that your clientele might have. So by having a kitchen, for example, we could transform food that we freeze for the food bank. We could have the collective kitchen prepare food that's then distributed to people who might need cooked meals for a short period of time. For people who are receiving right now the Meals on Wheels, for example, they could maybe once in a while come and enjoy a meal with others. You know, usually they just receive the meal at home. Now they can come to this place with the help of our volunteers to enjoy a meal accompanied with you know, their community. So that's how we see this space really being sort of a leverage to reach more people, have better facilities so that more people could even fit. Right now, our space is quite small. It's at the same time our office, so sometimes people don't feel comfortable as they would if they feel like it's a place to come and just enjoy being with other people, or like I said, having a more quiet time or parents meeting place. I think it really will help us reach more people. And also, we're hoping to really build on our partnerships. Now that we're going to have these great infrastructures, we can build on the partnerships we already have with local organizations, you know, with a school and whatever partner that we can have a fitting collaboration around the gardening or with the town for events. You know, it'll be a great place for having events. So that's how I would summarize it.
Yeah, so really just like a meeting space for the entire community where you can enjoy community life together.
Exactly, yeah.
Now, how was this project made possible in terms of funding? I know that you received a lot of financial support.
Yes, we've been very lucky, and we've, you know, also worked really hard. A lot of the funding has come through the Conseil Patrimoine Religieux du Québec, which actually even increased the amount that we would be getting this summer when our project started, you know, costing more with the increases in price due to COVID and just the current situation. Everybody knows that renovation prices have just gone through the roof. So the Conseil Patrimoine Religieux du Québec, basically they fund the transformation of churches into other uses. So they have programs that are very specifically tailored to that. But we also have significant grants from different federal programs. We also have a significant amount of money coming from the different federal programs. We've had, you know, great last summer. We had great support from the community. You know, over 150 donors from the community gave even small amounts, but it came up to, you know, over $100,000 from from private donors. Over the course of the, you know, since that fundraiser last summer. Lots of businesses have supported us. Professionals have provided, you know, sometimes free services. Different organizations and foundations have also, you know, chipped in. So it's really been a very, you know, we feel very lucky to have all that support.
Yeah, people recognize the significance of your project.
Exactly. Yeah, it's a vote of confidence for sure.
Yes. Now, can you please tell us a little bit about your upcoming event for the Journée du Patrimoine Religieux? What is the event exactly, and what will people be able to discover while they're there?
Right, so the Journée du Patrimoine Religieux is across all of Quebec. So There's, I think, over 200 different, you know, places of worship or churches that were transformed that can be visited. If you go on the website of journeedspatrimoinereligieux.ca, you can get all that information. So we're one of the stops people could come to. We're doing our event on Friday, September 9th. And basically, we're having two presentations to help people learn more about the project and also to sort of highlight the heritage features that we will be preserving, and also talk a little bit about the expected social impacts of the project. So we're going to have one presentation in French at 10 a.m. And, you know, after the presentation, people will also be able to ask questions. And then we're going to have another presentation in English at 11 a.m. And it will be members of the CAB that will be, you know, talking about the project and being there to answer. But we're also having the architects who will be present, who will be presenting the architectural aspect. And we have somebody from the Conseil du patrimoine religieux du Québec. So, and there's also going to be some representatives of the town of Sutton, the mayor, Robert Benoit, is supposed to be there. So the town will be sort of using this opportunity to promote also their heritage circuit. So people who come out, we can't unfortunately visit the church because, as we mentioned, it's under construction. So we're just going to be out front. So it'll be an outside event. And afterwards, people could get information from the town representatives about the different heritage circuits that talk mainly about Olivet Church for people who are really history buffs or just want to, you know, enjoy a nice walk around town and learn more about the history.
Awesome. Well, I wasn't sure if there was anything else, Yana, that you wanted to mention about the event or about the Olivet House project that you think would be important for people to know.
I just maybe will use this opportunity to really once again thank all the people who made it possible. You know, it's been a big project, and it wouldn't have been possible without the support of our community, of all our financial backers as well. And just all the people who have donated their time or money to the project. So thank you so much for your support. And for anyone who wants to learn more, just come out and meet us. It'll be outside. It's supposed to be nice on Friday. So we would love to meet you.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. I really appreciate it.
Well, thanks so much for your interest. Anytime.
Township's Daily News Bits is a program sponsored by Local Journalism Initiative.